Capital 263.
Honestly, Odai is on video. Yo!
I feel like Bridget.
Do you guys ever have Bridget Kiki on live videos?
No, we don't.
Yes. You see, this is what happens when there's a new dispensation. This is Lug under Archie.
Under Archie?
Sorry, under Skittles.
Thank you. Because internet you can't take away from my job. Okay. Like, no.
Internet, internet is not that good in Kenya. That's the thing.
Look at you throwing shade. Oh, you're great to be back in Zimbabwe very soon.
Aba ona ari kumakomoyo ekuchirungu.
Kumakomoyo. Bra, unaza. Hey, it's crazy.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Nayona and the other guys. Like, I hadn't even introduced because you two.
You're the worst. Can I please say it for all time's sake?
Yeah, please do. Do it.
Said it.
Yeah.
All right. What up? How you doing? Yeah.
Guys, you guys do not understand. We have Ona on live video as we're recording. So it's a lot funnier than it seems. So if you hear us just laughing at anything, it's Ona's fault.
It's him being weird.
I'm drinking council water. And I know I'm not going to die. Right? You guys have to buy bottled water. Imagine. Yeah. For him tip. I'm not afraid.
Can someone tell Ona that zviri kufaya kapera kare?
Okay.
I don't think he cares anymore.
Zero fire to Scotland.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I don't know, was it with you who was saying with you? Because I think I was telling people I'm going to the UK, right? You think, London. When you head to Scotland, that's never. Like, Scotland is not like UK. You know what I mean? It's just like,
It's like UK, Italy.
Like, you know, there's a UK that went to private school, right? And then there's the UK that is like, it's just regular school, it's like Scotland. I'm like, damn.
UK, you can't go Mazoe.
UK, you can't go
Mazoe. UK, you can't go Mazoe. Raskan.
And we know Una is Scotland.
Yeah, we can both tell you're fine.
Oh, no. How are you? Yes.
I am fine.
How's your week?
Skittles.
Okay. Mm. It has been okay. I'm actually scared. What do you want to ask?
What? No, I was telling, look, I heard two shows before that people complimented you about your hair, right? So, like, I want to know, have you found, like, any good uses for that hair, you know? Tell us what you've been doing with your hair.
Good question.
I just want to know.
Guys, like...
I've put the Skittles right here, sir. Everybody finna find out about this hair.
The hair is okay. The hair is long. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I have not found any use for it. What will you use hair for? Jindu Zaimi. Why are you shying away from the question?
Skittles has been vocal. I guess Skittles has got her voice now. She's not talking more.
Yeah, it's because we got rid of you, bruh.
We got rid of
the Skittles we got in exchange.
There was a wolf in the closet and it came out. Something like, I don't know.
You guys underestimated me, though.
But never underestimated you.
Exactly. We've always thought you'd be able to step up.
Fam, exactly. Like, really?
Which is why you're in the position that you're in.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, position. Anyway, confirm that the last couple of shows have been really ratchet. I don't know if it's the existence of Jerry or what, but
ratchet in one sense.
There's one show when perverted guys were ratchet. Cussing. Oh. There's one show when like Archie and Jerry were cussing so much that I had a friend who was like, is this how you talk with your friends? I was like, this is how my friends talk.
Not me.
Ona, do you got this is
no, never.
Hey, you and your hip-hop culture taught us how to curse.
I listen to Lecrae.
Do you?
That's a lie.
Do you? Really? Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad. Lecrae, my foot.
Exactly.
Sick.
Oh, man. Yo, Archie, how you been, man?
Bruh, I've been good. Hey, I am super good because we launched Vaya this week.
Are you paying us for this marketing?
Hey, are you paying me for this voicing? So
you getting what's Vaya?
Vaya is Econet Wireless's ride hailing platform for guys who like to disrespect other people's products by giving them another name, like those people who say toothpaste, you say Colgate, or those people who say washing powder, you say Safe. talking on Uber in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so in English, in English,
hey, like, you know it, Baba. You know it.
What's via black?
I'm not a via black. We're going to wish.
That is so wrong. Like the...
you know what's surprising? I actually saw a Honda Fit this set. I think it's the Honda Jazz or something.
Jazz,
like
yes.
For real?
Yes.
So, I'm like the cars, you would find it surprising that the cars this set are just a part of the city that I live in, right?
Mm.
It's like, yeah, you do see fancy cars, but the cars are less fancier sometimes than the ones in Zen. I'm seeing people like, got in a Tesla. Where are you gonna charge that car?
Okay.
That guy got so much money, he's fine.
He's okay.
What
I heard is Ditinashe, what's his face? The guy who owns Nash Paints.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So are you telling me people are just getting money off painting?
Dude, nigga, I think that guy revolutionized painting. Where we had Nana Dulux, Nanani, and all those guys. Nana Astro Paints.
Yeah.
He came in and he started with a whole look. We'll paint for you and you can pay over 12 months. And I think he got so much business. He came to my Thames.
He came with my chair, so...
Exactly. And then Ja Prazer, when you thought he was tired. And then when you thought, oh, enough of Ja Prazer, it's like, excuse Baba.
Yeah, I remember that just, video.
Now
all military touch videos seem to be recorded at his house.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
If you really...
I actually have a thing. I've got a theory, though. I feel like, even though... at least from the way I look at it, this side.
Mm.
Do you think it's sustainable to get a Tesla though, like in Zimbabwe? Like, does it make any practical sense? Yes, you've got the money to pay for it, but does it actually make any practical sense? I'm not hating because I think a Tesla is it's a beautiful car, but does it make any practical sense to actually own a Tesla in Zim? Like, should you go through the trouble? Oh, this is just because I can.
It's not practical. You have I don't see the point in
that nigga is bossing.
No, I get it actually, but still,
it's not really practical.
I think you was gonna buy the Tesla whether the queues would be or not.
Yeah, well, most likely. But I think
don't you order a Tesla?
You do.
I think you kind of do. You do actually. You order a Tesla, but he ordered his Tesla. It's here.
It's nice,
but why do you guys say it's impractical? Isn't that the SUV version?
It looks like a semi SUV,
so road clearance and potholes, he's fine.
It's not even just about that, homeboy. The thing is this: I often and I'm enlightened now. I'm seeing things.
Do not even do this.
Just because we're going from my grounds, they all got.
I'm Zara. Okay, you from Zara? In Halloween, so I've been invited to this. I'm like, do you have any plans for Halloween next week? Celebrating Varui. I'm celebrating witches. Celebrating wishes and wizards.
If they ask you what you're gonna dress as, tell them you're gonna dress as a Zimbabwean.
I'm gonna dress as a Zimbabwean, bro.
Because that shit funny.
Through the West.
Wow.
No, seriously, I still don't understand. Like, I get how they celebrate Halloween, but listen.
So you're not gonna go.
Chingotaura kuti, you failed to get a costume in time. I bet if you had that Akatsuki gown, you'd be out on that Halloween faster than a nigga say Halloween.
You know, now that you say it, I feel like it kind of makes sense. But just going back to this.
So, are we getting an Akatsuki gown?
I don't think that's what you want. But just speaking on this, like, I just feel like Zimbabweans are quite materialist. The richer the society becomes, the more material we want to amass. And I feel like, even though we can afford it right now, that kind of mindset is not sustainable in the long run. As in, I've seen, best believe, I see a lot more Mercedes-Benzes of a higher class in Zim than I see around here.
That Muzim unowana 2018 Mercedes-Benz.
And a month after
it's out.
Because we love
and
things.
And you start thinking between shipping time and pre-order and purchasing, how the hell does Zimbo get it so fast?
Because they paid for it.
Hello, if I have the money, I'm going
to
pay for it.
Right now, the number of iPhones that are on the streets, or if you go into Nana, Zimex Mall, and those other places, everyone is selling an iPhone, and there's lots of them.
Can we please? Achi. The iPhone thing, let's not do that, because America, there are no cure for those iPhones.
I understand, but I'm saying in a country where we feel like, Durant, Trukuteng my iPhone at $700, for a second-hand iPhone, when a brand new iPhone comes out, it's $900.
Yeah.
Actually, you're totally right. Do you know the type of iPhones I see said with students from America? It's like iPhone 4.
Or SE.
4?
iPhone 4. Those 4S's. Five,
yeah, those are... Stuff.
Like, you would think that I'm only going to be seeing my iPhone 10. No. 4. I see my iPhone. I was thinking I'm still behind. I'm seeing people who are from more developed countries by far than freaking Scotland even, right? And, it's... Skittles is pointing to the screen. What are you pointing to the screen for?
Low battery.
No, but I'm just saying, I just feel like I sometimes feel like the lifestyles we chase are not sustainable for the types of money we have. And it's sustainable for the next 20 years. You know what I mean? I feel like, so you might be cool now, maybe
so,
3 years.
You want us to draw back and basically spend within our means, that's what you want.
I think we should spend sustainably.
Yeah, because I think these are our means.
Which are our means now?
An iPhone 6.
They are not your means. Trust me, but now I don't know if I'm
going I'm just surprised. Like even the types of things that we prioritize. It's just crazy. But anyway, I'm actually going to go into about a week ago. I don't know if you
We are going into about a week ago, but you're just because you have not been here for a while.
We just had you.
You run it. It's okay.
You know when you haven't been with your okay. No.
You know, Zinzara, only you.
Yeah.
Wooda neighbor podcast. Oh, God. Anyway, we are going to about a week ago. Not Surutora, only you.
About a week ago, week ago.
We are.
Okay.
Mozunzo. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this week, on about a week ago, we have the alleged communication task force.
Okay, what was the communication task force to begin with?
It was basically, it was a group of people that were given jobs, right?
Mm.
To basically be I would call them a liaison. I think we all know what communication is here, don't
okay,
we?
Okay,
okay. A liaison between the Ministry of Finance and the public. And A.C. Lumumba was the chairperson. He was appointed on last week Sunday, and then on 3 days later, you're fired.
He was fired.
Yeah. Unfortunately for him.
I know. Has the ministry ever needed a liaison?
That's the question.
Apart from every ministry, hopefully having a PR officer.
Why.
The thing is, like, I've always thought. I think it was Fadema who said Tendai Biti was the Minister of Finance
and he
communications liaison. His results spoke
for him. Right? Yeah.
So I had the problem. So why are we placing this guy in a job in this place? What's the reason we need this particular person? And how did he get that job? Like, was it something that was invited to everyone within interview panel? And I don't want to be that type of spark of complaints. And I asked the question in the group that the day, because people are saying it's good and what he does. What is it that he does? I mean, what qualifies him to be a communications liaison?
I don't know
that first. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to hate this, but it's like it felt a little too weird. And then afterwards, he then drops a bombshell to say, what's the name? This Queen B, what? And I was like,
that's one thing I didn't understand. I still don't get who he or she is like, okay, probably there's a syndicate going on, right? I do not hope so, but I don't understand the point of doing a live video and saying there is a queen bee and then you don't say who it is. Then yeah, it just disintegrates from there. For RBZ people, like, are suspended and all that. For me, it was just too much. Like, it was just too theatrical for nothing. And
yes.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, we want to divert your attention to look that way, and then we won't. You won't pay attention to what's going on now.
I always say this. I sometimes feel. Sometimes I feel like the things that happen in our country, it's a bit of a joke sometimes. Like, it shouldn't take a person like Lumumba to call out people for the government to take action against syndicates that are there. Do you know what I mean? Because are you telling me that if this guy hadn't on his own volition went on to Facebook Live to call out what he thinks, he's not an investigator. He's not in his position to do that. And in as much as I applaud anyone who's coming out with the truth, that is not... Investigations should not be started just because he said it. Investigations should happen just because I don't know, some person, like, you know how Tulipa Tantsela was in South Africa, that type of job. We should have a person. If that's the job he's supposed to get, then
don't we have that person? What was Tuli then?
Guys, why do we even have an anti-corruption committee if
they can't see anything?
Like should it take you Lumumba to then say that something's being corrupted for Zimbabwe to react? Like, it just doesn't kind of make sense.
Or why your Minister of Finance would need to go on Facebook Live to say that there are corrupt individuals among the ministers and we are coming for them? What is that?
Yeah, I feel like, and what it did is, feel like it came out and legitimized AC Lumumba's voice to the people. And I don't think that's wrong, but I feel like there's a better way to do it.
Or probably the other thing would be, if they actually legitimized him, more people will listen to him. At the end of the day, you don't know even if he's still working for that quote-unquote task force.
I don't know.
Because I don't follow his videos, so I don't know what he's talking about now. Yeah. But... Honestly, if people are paying attention, if all the attention is on you, whatever you say is going to be taken as the truth. So probably that was their end goal.
For me, it just felt like distraction from what was happening in the country.
That's what I thought as well, because...
And what if that was his job?
To distract.
Come in and disrupt whatever the Zimbabweans think is going on in their lives now. Make them spend a week talking about...
Queen Bee. Yeah, and there's still fuel queues, and
yeah,
you know, the price of bread has gone up to $2.20.
No, it has. The minister of something. I don't remember the minister, but she said if it's a she, I don't remember. Okay, fine. All I know is they stopped it until further notice because they are going to meet on Monday and discuss that. But I see it rising anyway.
I kind of think that I'm tired of watching the distraction games as the prices go up and the salaries stay the same. I just kind of wonder how they think Zimbabweans act. That's the thing I don't get. Like, so how do Zimbabweans act?
I don't think they pay attention to that.
Like, you the bread has gone up $2, the salaries have stayed the same. Okay, how do you? That means if we're spending $30 on bread, but $15, that means we're gonna go for half.
Yeah.
Kombi, how about a dollar or 75 cents, depending on where you stay. And what's really unfair is, yes, of course, there are things that you may be able to say we're gonna keep this price down, like for bread, maybe.
But for the other things,
the bread at a dollar. And
yeah.
But Munye and Oshandaku bread company, if their bread is gonna stay at a dollar. And they still, like, it means their company can't increase their salaries.
True.
Because, you know, the talk with Ziraimari is saying, is Chingwa Chachu is not change your price.
That is true.
So you now have a bunch of people around the country working honest jobs, but who can't get paid enough to afford the rising prices around. If you're going to keep prices down for everything, But we all know no one's gonna start enforcing the whole price stuff that they did in 2008, because it always leads to one thing: people closing down.
Yeah, I feel like His Excellency has got a lot of work that he has on his plate, and yo, man.
Guys, and I think Rinwebasarima minister, guys. I know ultimately accountable is the president, is the leader of a country. But okay, who is responsible
for this?
If we're going to say, okay, why is bread an issue? Bread is an issue because there's no wheat. How much wheat is being produced in the country? If it's not enough, why is it not enough? If it's less
what's
than
happening
usual,
in the farms, exactly, what's going on?
And not to make this sound like a business podcast or whatever, but I just realized that the import bans was lifted and imports are now
that's
allowed,
the other
which,
thing
which is good for the short term because we start getting cooking oil and stuff, but it's not good in the long term because we are spending more money importing cooking oil, and that means we're spending more money.
It's not cooking oil only, right? It's 31 things.
We're just spending
out the US dollars that we already don't have. So we're making the situation in the country worse.
Even worse. I'm like, I don't know why the minister thought that was the best
move. Do you know why the minister is doing that? Because what it means is you can't complain kutawana mafuta enda kusautuno zvitengera. It should be their responsibility to make sure we have cooking oil in here. Because the cooking oil ban and all the other things did not affect supermarkets. They could still import the stuff we needed to buy here. So are they saying that they cannot help the supermarkets buy stuff anymore? So now they've resorted to saying, get it yourself.
You go. But then I feel like it's going to get to a point where there's absolutely no Forex in the country. Like the people don't have Forex in the country anymore. The supermarkets don't have Forex in the country anymore. Like, we really need to get our manufacturing sorted. Like, I don't know how, but we need to start producing. We need to get that Forex back inside. Otherwise, we're going for, like, it's late for us, basically. Yeah. That's very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
I don't know, for those who listened, what they
say? I didn't listen. The only thing I can go to there's a syndicate that's going on, especially with the fuel situation, where also this, what led on top of that, he said something about these four suspended personnels of RSBZ. They are apparently feeding the black market with bond notes. Apparently.
But guys, okay, though we do not have proof, for the past half a year to a year, Mutown or in a good downtown.
Town, Unona.
Unona, routing is a cash. There are crisp notes. And crisp notes only come from banks or the Reserve Bank. So it's been obvious that the black market is getting fueled by banks and or the Reserve Bank. And like it's of course, yes, we have gotten four names, but are we then declaring that there's nothing else happening in each and every bank? I think you're not. This country needs a purging.
What purging?
Because you know what? One of the things that's really bothers me about something maybe not that. But one of the things that really bothers me is that it's almost as if Zimbabweans are always waiting for some big week to confirm what we already know is true. And in this case, the big week was Lumumba. Like, he was already confirming what we already know is happening. Yes, of course. There is no way that you see Forex in local places without someone in the up there, like, leading it. So are we always waiting for someone to confirm to tell us with Hamas could be corrupt?
It's because the anti-corruption commission is not doing anything.
Because
so we wait for him to say something and then we say, But then, surprise, surprise, I think these four go back to work at the RBZ because it happened before.
Another thing we need to understand is if we're going to identify individuals and say, these are the people who are financing the black market, RBZ or wherever, unless if these guys had like ultimate power, but you know what? There needs to be one big wig. Can't just talk about four RBZ employees released. Who's their boss? Who was accountable? Because there's no way a small person is accountable. They may be responsible for money, but accountability always falls with the superior person. Who is the superior person?
But then these were directors, Saga, probably they have power.
My director.
Yeah, because so, one is a director of financial intelligence. The other is a bank supervision. Director of bank supervision, head of security, and director of financial markets.
Okay, and markets. These guys report directly to the governor?
I don't know now what type of structure do they have, but probably they do.
And what did the governor say about this?
Nothing.
That's
the finance minister is the only one who was saying something. And then he said, you need to go. We need to suspend you. We're going to investigate. The governor.
How is the finance minister firing people within the governor's office, Governor Oganyarara?
Yes, I'm telling you.
As Zimbabwe makes you sigh.
Yeah.
It makes you sigh. Because, you know, so we went through like 2 weeks and we told you, like, amidst everything happening, we still have queues, we still have like prices going up, and we're all focused on this, the politics happening in our central bank.
It's a lot.
All I know is we need help. We need therapy.
What type of help do we need? Therapy.
We all need therapy.
Guys, Peru back to that Jesus.
We've been traumatized.
A thousand times at that. And then
we've been traumatized.
There's also the thing about police arresting 174 forex dealers.
Well, there should be 1,070.
That's what I'm thinking. 170
like
only.
Too few. Like, okay, if you're only arresting them now, where you been at this whole time?
Like, 170 is the guys you will find on any given day
per Zimek,
it's a little too late to start arresting people on the streets now, because people now do deals over the phone anyway. I don't get about Zimek,
but then somehow I noticed it has kind of slowed down the cycle of changing money in a way, because they're scared.
Okay,
okay, this is a personal experience type of thing. So in this group, I'm in this group where you can send a person to South Africa, right? The person stays in South Africa, and then you can get your groceries, whatever you want, in South Africa, and then they send it to Zimbabwe, right? So people were constantly complaining about rands not being on the market because everyone was scared to actually do the exchange and all that. That's one thing. That's one thing I saw. So probably it's a good thing, but then it's a little too late somehow.
It's a little too late. I mean,
because at the end of the day, the rate is still tiptoeing. I can't even say. Where is it now? I don't even remember. But I think it's late in a way, because you're not going to curb all of them. Probably I'm just going to go and change my money and then that's it.
Because most people are going to phone Ramunu.
That's the thing.
Is that what Ona is saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's too late. I feel like if they wanted to do this, they should have done this way back. And people, like the culture, the thing is, what you need to sort out is to make sure that cultures are not formed around a certain bad practice. Now, already, we've already got a culture of change money. It's like, just arresting people is bad, but removing that actual culture is now going to be the thing. Because everyone now knows, I can change money here. We never use another bureau de change. We never use banks because we didn't stop it initially.
Because it is one-to-one. One-to-one.
No, I'm saying what we needed to stop was the culture. And it's unfortunate that it's really too late to change that culture.
But even like, back in the day.
The thing is, bureau de change is even when it was one-to-one.
People would go outside to change.
Which is what we were supposed to stop before it became worse.
True.
Why told anyway. Jesus?
Okay. It's a sad country. It's a sad country.
Miserable.
Yeah. Anyway, next up is #Zen.coms. I'm done. Do you have anything else?
Nah.
Yeah.
I listened down there about a week ago.
Yeah, chi.
You couldn't spell it.
Why do you want to? Like, why? unopenga wasinzo. Yeah.
All right, boo.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hashtags and dot coms. We have Haru. Yeah, what?
Just before we go to Haru, I just want to see Skittles has got fans.
Yeah, lots of fans.
What is
about
wrong?
A week ago, Skittles started getting a lot of fan mail because of the episodes about our hair.
Do you know what I hate about this whole situation? This fan mail goes to other people and then it stays at other people. It doesn't come directly to me.
It's because they don't have your contacts. And Zimbabweans don't have that culture yet where you're like, tell us where you can find you, and then you say, and they actually come through and find you and be like, yo, your voice is nice. They just come to the person who they know. I support Casper Status. And then they're like, hey, Sha, oh, that girl Skittles.
I do get mail saying Skittles. So Skittles, are single. I'm like, yo, fam, you want me to look you up for some?
Ah, bro, Skittles are known as my fan.
You shouldn't be single right now. Right now you should be a hoe.
Oh, wow. I'm touched. I'm really touched.
No, if lots of people actually got in contact with you, really.
Bruh, no. Imagine if people actually slid into DMs like, yo, guys, when we give you our social media at the end, come on, hit us up with some feedback. Let's hear it. Even if you don't like it. Even if it's an Archie, you swear
gonna,
too much.
He's going to say no. He's going to say
no.
I'm not gonna disagree. I think it's okay. I actually do get comments in my DMs. Like,
yeah, because you're nine or nine.
I think yeah, but Skittles is thirsty for DMs. So okay.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, because once you slide into a DM, you can slide into our heart. It's Skittles, you know. Please.
I don't think it's that easy, but anyway.
Yeah, oh, you know niggas love a challenge. Yeah.
Can I please say niggas do not love a challenge?
Brothers.
One day I'll tell you the story when I said the N-word inside. I was given a cold stare by everyone. But I'll tell you that in another
day. Wow.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
But guys, Mundu Zoja Panamuna slide through my DMs, then a nice what near podcast.
No.
If someone is listening to my podcast, I would.
Of course, you can't. Skittles, I'm sure I can slide it. No. Oh, technically, Tinamira can slide it in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We are rolling
let's
over.
But I did. So I'm a cheaper hashtags and dot coms.
And
oh, geez, so trash.
what is wrong with you? Where did that go? Anyway, we have a tweet by Haru Mutasa. She's a journalist.
Oh,
at...
she's that one with Al Jazeera.
Yes, the Al Jazeera
one. Okay.
So she said.
No, before you give them, please give them the context on her family background.
I don't know if
yeah,
honestly I don't.
What I'm trying to say is that I think she's from.
The only thing I heard is she went to Arundel. That's the only thing.
No, and I also think her dad. I don't know if he's part of the government or he's a big wig or. Okay,
is he
from? She's from a privileged background.
Remember, there's the one on my side, who is not a chief at all. Then there are those ones.
Some way to pass around what the piano sounds in my keyboard, you know.
I don't say Chaga. Yeah, might as well. This is the best thing ever.
Google.
Yes.
Does she have a Wikipedia page? It'll be nice.
She's got a Pindula.
Pindula, though. I can watch it for Pindula. Well, at least it means you're a Zimish celeb.
No. Okay, no, it's actually Haru. No.
Is that a full name?
Ah, but it says Haru Mutasa here. I don't know.
It's a Wikipedia page, and then there's a Pindula page. So
but it says Haru Mutasa. Okay.
Who chooses the Pindula instead of the Wikipedia page?
Okay, I don't know if her dad is a big wig, but I know that people say that she is privileged. But keep it going.
Cool. So what did Haru Mutasa say?
She said, hashtag Zimbabwe. Like other African countries, locals complain and fail to see the bigger picture. opportunities, outsiders are teaming up with other Zimbabweans legally and making loads of cash. We need to get out of our poverty mentality as black people, benefit from our resources. Then she went on to tweet something else. This was after the uproar, which then happened because of her. She went and tweeted, Zimbabwe, many ways people can survive. You can do things legally here. But some people, I don't know how, like in any country, talk to your bank, lawyer, financial advisor, etc. You'll be grateful. She went on to tweet again. This was not in one day. So it was over the week. Then she goes again.
Whose phone is on?
It's Archie's, I think.
Archie, respect us. Hey, Archie.
Again in Zimbabwe.
Okay, go.
Okay, can I please go on? Again in Zimbabwe on Twitter, special papers as in like the ones you cook with.
Okay, special papers.
Yeah. Some aren't even living in the country, left years ago. Then the last one. So working 3 manual labor jobs in the UK is better than staying in Africa. Okay.
Okay, so
yeah.
Who got touched?
Sounds
like diasporans would get touched.
No, actually people here.
Oh, magar what's your name?
It was a case of people were saying where are the opportunities and where are the resources, and they were asking her to give examples of the people that have seen and actually are participating in these opportunities with people from outside, right? Then she could not. She gave an article which had, I think it was, who's that? Debbie Peters, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason why she couldn't give examples is because Zimbabweans sometimes were lazy. Skittles, I got to go to Vudzi. Instead of me thinking, kuti, let me sell my Alice band.
We go and
So it may be that even though people asked for situations where people are actually doing these deals and things are happening, she can't just divulge them because my work in progress. But what I want to say is if you really want to see if this is happening locally, and take some time out and go and chill at local hotels in the country.
Yeah.
Sit in those lounge chairs. And you will see the number of meetings that are happening with locals and people from outside. People are coming in and looking for opportunities. But it's the problem is sometimes, and don't just say it's not easy. If you talk to your bank, you know, bank won't give me shit. And I definitely know that. Because they're going to ask, are you permanent? How many people are keeping permanent employees? Mm. People can't even get a mortgage. But what some, like, you actually learn that some people make money off the weirdest of things. I think I once heard a story about a guy in Tanzania who made money, afandone, MasterCard or something, was it Google, for mapping out the cities.
So mapping out the cities.
The cities. Like, you're looking at a city like Harare, where Google Maps is absolutely horrible most of the time. And then someone takes it upon themselves to be like, okay, what do I need to do to map out the city? What resources do I need? Do I just need to be filling in on computer? Or do I need to be going around with some special tools? If I do, what is it that I need? And then engage Google and be like, yo, do you want to see an improved mapping for Harare?
Mm.
It'll make people use Google Maps more. They don't use it now because they say I shan't. And so there are small things like that. But sometimes, munhu auto udzo kuti opportunity yacho chii. No problem now, what are these opportunities? No, man. Look for problems that other people have solved in other economies similar to Zimbabwe. And then you may find one or two opportunities. I'm not saying after you found it, it will be easy. But that's a starting point. No, I found it. And then I got varward. Kind of my bank nyimad me and then gave someone else the money and then he started my thing. And then we know people are trying. But opportunity.
And also people were, I think the tweet came out as everyone should be an entrepreneur. That's where people got riled up.
You know the thing. Whose phone is this?
I can hear it. Yeah, we can hear you too.
Do you know why I think the problem is? It's unfortunate that I think the spirit of what she wanted to say was this. The government is not going to do anything for you. You've seen this clearly, right? So don't even think about it from the perspective that the government is going to do this for you. Yes, I totally understand, like Achi's saying, that entrepreneurship is good. But right now, I think we've got our backs against the wall. We cannot wait for the government to create jobs. And one of the things that I feel like, I mean, when here, like, I'm going to keep it a buck. Back home, we might not drink as much coffee as, but here, coffee shops are a thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I can imagine, like, killing people who grow coffee, make off-selling to Europe.
Do they make a killing?
Those people make a killing. And they make it in Forex.
Skittles.
Eh?
Best believe. Fruits, vegetables, the stuff that we can produce in our backyard is gold.
It's a case of you just getting the link to actually transport them.
The things that we...
Yeah, I guess also an issue is the links.
It's the links. For me, I would actually love to do that, but I'm thinking, who am I going to go to? Who's going to actually facilitate that? Unless if I have a relative there.
I think other things. Yes. Mr. Phone is making noise.
Walking around. What are you doing?
A roommate, a housemate of mine, I was like, I can hear you speaking. So I was like, let me move to the lounge. Look, I'm elsewhere now. I'm moving elsewhere. Right.
And but
But I'm saying we don't actually, I think that in the midst of our troubles, we are not opening our We have given up and we're so angry at anyone who tells us that we have to do something that the government is usually supposed to do so much that especially if they're from a privileged background, we get mad at them. And I think that's a little unfair.
We get mad because we feel they don't understand.
It's almost like this. It's almost like when someone tells you vendors should get out of town. It's a fact. They should.
But they should. People are so against them. Until it actually happened.
Because the day we have a cholera outbreak from the city center because people are throwing away stuff and our water systems are bad and now people are dying, you're going to realize why we need to have our cities cleared of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that in our pain, we need to face the reality of things.
Do you know what's really weird now that you actually spoke about vendors? The other day, last weekend, there was a vendor raid by Fife Avenue Shops, which is close to home. But they raided everyone. Mm. And then Pagaita one face has no raid. Angani, like he had a banana cart.
Why?
And I was like, why didn't he get raided? Mm. And you know why? Mm. This guy didn't get raided because he had a vending license.
Oh. So it's just the simple things.
Of course, like the first thing is vending license, and then probably once you have it, there's areas where you can go. Like you know what the Harare CBD had become, that was absolutely gross. Like unotoch kok fambos na mari because ukatsika madomase muno, which is highly likely.
Obviously.
And also, this is not, I am so glad I do not come from a privileged background. So I don't know if anyone is going to judge me on this, but it's like all the vendors are coming from their neighborhoods to come and sell in town.
Why not sell in
all the people are coming from their neighborhoods to work in town and then to buy from the vendors in town.
But then they will argue with you because that's where most people are.
No,
that's
where most people are. But these people have homes. Have you seen what happens in first and second world countries? People target communities instead of trying to go for a machine gun approach. Let me go into the CBD where hopefully more money borrowed. Achona banana rango funga oritenga nizare. And but if you can have enough stores to service the Bodiriro area or whatever, and things can get better.
Oh, wait. Service the... What?
Budiriro. Okay, look at cholera. I don't know, man. Save
yeah,
somebody.
Well, okay, actually, you are right because Mudiro is a lot. Right.
But just to kind of stay on course, right? Just to kind of stay on course. I don't know if people who are of privilege should be stepping on eggshells now when they speak about Zimbabwe and some of the services that they have.
You know what? Like,
do you think that people should become more mindful now, or should they just keep quiet? Because I feel like
if you're a person,
the majority is becoming a bully to the privilege. Listen, I know if Tsitsima Siwa says, "Kuti, people should work harder," she's going to get slaughtered for that. But it's a fact. People should work harder, right? I think it's like we direct the anger to Harumu Tasa for the wrong thing. She makes a great point.
Yeah, we do that.
I think the majority has got this groupthink idea, and we are bullying people. Yes, people are suffering. We are all suffering. We all suffer. You know what I mean? But I think we become bullies of people who may be able to help us. Look at Begotten Son. Begotten Son, I think, started an actual business where he's doing food deliveries. Okay, now he's got to pay me for this.
But I saw his advert.
Fruit and vegetable deliveries, right?
That's the one with the $20 pack or something like that.
But if he takes equal cash, he takes... But Duguti, it's a person who I would say for the most part is sort of privileged in his specific social class, and because you don't just marry normalis with no money.
Normalisa.
So all I'm saying is that I feel like the way his mindset is where we should be taking ourselves and not complaining. Because if we can complain all we want, but I do not think anyone's listening. Yeah. So this tick is coming from a perspective of no one's listening. So we need to find a way out of this. And I think the best way to find a way out of this is to look at these opportunities. Listen to what Archie is saying. People are making deals. We need to start producing. We need to use that backyard. We need to find a way to get this produce outside the country. We need to sell these fruits. Mangoes, guys, mangoes.
And they fruits there, like really.
What is Rojga Mangorini? Abandogoti Mangorini is gonna 5 pounds.
It's not about Kupi Rojga Mangorini. It's about I see avocados in here, and I'm like, they're so small, and I'm thinking, do you know the type of avocados you guys could be having? And I'm thinking, why can't we, like, you know, like, do something about
that?
And
all it's gonna take is one day, one person is gonna take a truck to that Rusape area in Emamango Obo.
Take those mangoes.
Bruh. And just put them on a FM plane.
Yeah.
And then I think that's what Haru is saying we should do. So I don't necessarily blame her a lot for saying that.
I don't blame her, but the way she handled that whole thread was just,
like, you know,
it left a lot to be desired.
It's also understandable, because on the other side of the coin, it's so difficult to start a business when everyone is unemployed. So who's going to partake in your business?
Exactly.
That's why it almost feels like we are all forced to have to come up with a business that involves either a non-Zimbabwean or an organization that's willing to pay. Because if you start a business where you're saying you're waiting on locals to buy or do something, if it's not ridiculously cheap, then
it's not going to get bought.
Exactly.
Yeah, but does...
It's like my coffee shop, Ako. And amazing idea. But because vana vashandi, they'd rather stop by a shop kane mama fresh chips.
Because it's
totally
cheaper.
Understand.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just want to go back to what Skittles said, Kuti. Her conduct. What didn't you like about what she said online?
Not what she said. Because I tried to look at it from both sides. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I even had a self-introspection on how lazy I am sometimes when it comes to anything. Then there is the part where people were actually asking her... Anyone who had an opposing view was blocked. That's where I got, like, I was like, but what's your...
I mean, it's her right to block you if she doesn't feel like you are... If you attack her, it's her right to block you. I think it does take away a lot from the fact that she's a professional journalist, and maybe she's blocking you because she does not want to lose her job. Because you can actually lose your job, you know what I mean? She's got a job to protect. You know, she, I mean, she said, I would think that she would rather block you and keep a job than engage with a person with 20 followers with a mofu 602223 as a freaking Twitter name, and then, you know, lose your job over that person with 20 followers. Like, I don't think she would rather take that thing. So I, she's got a right to block you. She'll block you. It is what it is. If you want to talk to her, find the right way to speak her language and then talk to her properly.
No, but then she was blocking everybody.
Hey,
even those ones that were...
It's a
like,
right to do that.
I know there's a certain girl who actually tweeted like something very... You know what? I understand what you're saying, but you have to look at it from the other perspective. Aye, block. Done. Next. It just went...
Well, yeah. You know, it's a Twitter.
It's a Twitter. She can do whatever she wants,
whatever
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's one of those.
Hey,
yeah, yeah.
But, do my benefits?
I think, who do you think has got the most followers amongst the noogies? Skittles.
No, it's Mona.
Miss Mona.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About on Facebook in the F10
years. Yeah. It's Mona.
Shout out to Miss Mona.
Ah, Mona Chibababa. Kano Chimama.
Chimama. All right, cool. I think that's it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. That's what we had on hashtags. Next up is Filling Station. Really, really though. Really, really, really though. I do know. Okay. Welcome to the Filling Station.
Filling Station, Shen. What?
I swear, no. Absolutely not. Don't
what, I can't,
ever
I,
do
I
that
can't
again.
Take over from Nyanja.
Yeah, no.
The Filling Station.
And he keeps on doing that. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you know, what's, all right, what's our Filling Station?
Apane zvarikuita kuno.
Yo sango bvunzewo.
Uyani, hausi kuti shamari yako inopenga.
This is the size, my friend.
Uh-huh.
What's the Filling Station?
Okay. The Filling Station is, does sex on the first date kill the chances of a relationship? Why are you?
Hey.
let's go. I am not
first
going to
first,
comment yeah. about in last you two.
First things first. First things first. Sex on the first day wave. I'm just not gonna know mama.
These are the type of people who kukumbira base.
Aga. Bona ena ndidi ne base rangini.
Okay, have I ever? Okay, yes, I was about to go in all out. Shona.
Have you ever asked me for the best?
Yes. I've never asked for your residential habitat for me to spend a night with a girl there because you know me, faithful black man community.
Okay, for those who may not know what we mean by base, when a brethren does not have his own premises to host a female. Oh,
for him to sleep there.
Or if he has his own premises but does not want to use these premises, he may ask for a friend's premises if this girl decides to come again, wrong address.
Ah, that's
or
the other.
If this man is married and his premises cannot be used for such, he will also ask his single friend for premises. And so, no base. That's what base is.
But
so it's not just overnight. It's not a car can be base as well.
Oh, guys.
An office space can be a base.
Exactly. So ona yone on a studio space in Wega.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna
humble kukumbira my keys.
Skittles once asked me for keys before though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, can I have it's a weird time, like at night, like Mike, do you have keys to the studio? I'm like, what you want to do? It's like I want to like
I don't know this
episode.
This
like,
is a lie.
when I went back the next day, the studio was steamy. I'm like, oh, okay.
Steamy? No.
Like, look, in Anguka, I think it doesn't kill the chances of a relationship, but it depends with Masanga Nira Kupi, guys.
So now it's now a case of.
Let's take two definite stances, right? You're going to have to take the stance where it doesn't kill. I'll take the stance.
Yes.
Let's go all out and
so what other stance were you
yes.
going to take? But you know, I can't take one stance at anything.
Ugh.
But I feel like okay, for example, if I meet you at a friend's function, like, you know, Ona has invited the noogies over and a couple of extras, and I meet this really cool girl, and she's, you know,
couple of
hot
extras,
and
I don't know any extras.
Guy, stop trying to defend your relationship at this time. Let me go with my example. And
okay, go.
And then, you know, and then we hit it off, we talk, and then maybe, you know, when everyone is disbanding, because we do not do hookups at Nook, when everyone's disbanding, you know, decide to be like, yo, do you want to chill some more? Maybe you go out for drinks, maybe you come to my place and we chill, and we go on with drinks, and one thing that turns
leads
into
to
another. And
sounds like a story, but anyway.
But that is actually possible, because like, there are some people who we I'm sure we can all admit, by the end of the first day that you met them,
you felt like you had known them forever.
And you possibly did know a good part of their life story and things that have happened in their lives. So with a person like that, if after you guys shack up and you're like, you know what, I think you have a place to start, because I'm in a conversation.
Then there are those.
I feel like it's actually about the timing, though. I was trying to think about the fact that
timing
afterwards. Like, at what point a person then expresses their desire to have a relationship after that one night stand determines how people are going to take it. I think that some of us human beings have got this thing where if we act like we want it too much, a person might start thinking, I don't smack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
So I feel like women
think that. Like, okay, if we had a one-night stand, Skittles, and then the next day I hit you up, I'm like, yo, you know, I think I really like you. I think, you know, instead of you actually being like, okay, since you kind of did it and it's kind of cool, let's see where this goes. You'd be like, eh?
You start feeling overwhelmed. You start feeling overwhelmed. So I feel like it's really about how you play the game and not necessarily how the game is set up at that moment, right? I actually feel like there has to be a certain level of you let it breathe, you know, give it time, you know, just give it a little moment, and then you make her understand. I think that what will make the girl want to be with you is not necessarily the fact, or the guy want to be with you is not necessarily the fact that you slept with each other, but the fact that after I've slept, what else do you have to offer me?
Yes.
To get is that the guy or the girl?
Either
or
way.
Both of them.
Both sides.
Either way. Because
what if all I have is dick, though?
It's okay.
Then it's late for you.
It's over.
I mean penis.
No, but so all I'm trying to say is I feel like these days, especially these days where these hookups happen a lot, actual relationships happen when if the conversation can go beyond sex. Although I would not advise it to happen, because I feel like a lot of times we're being clouded by that already. And I don't know, homeboy.
Look, I don't think there's anything wrong.
I think that the problem with that is that usually once people quickly start engaging, you kind of take away the chances of getting to know this person outside the realm of physical intimacy.
Okay,
I feel like
agree
it
with
kills
that.
It sometimes.
I'm
going
to nip it on,
guys. I agree with
no,
that.
Okay, homeboy, I don't know what your life has been like, but how many, okay, I was going to say how many white nights.
Let's not even go there.
I don't know. I've never had a one-night stand.
Some people have truckloads a year.
Yeah.
No, but
is that
but
you?
This is the thing. think about some of the people that we know, right? How many one-night stands have turned into actual relationships?
Like it's a very small percentage.
None.
The relationships for the greater part haven't lasted, but it's mostly
that's exactly
been,
what I'm saying. So it's not because of any judgmental thing. It's actually because of the nature of sex itself.
I don't think so. Look, I think sex on the first date is good.
Skittles, I'm woke now.
I'm woke. Stop lying to the world, bro. I think sex on the first date is okay. It's good. Do you know what? Who wants to go for 3 months of Nyengerera ring, 2 months of Kwende Soku chicken slice, 3 months of it's been escalated to Ocean Basket, only to find out that the sex is bad?
What's with you?
That's the problem, actually. You're only thinking about it from the scope of the end goal of a relationship is actually sex.
Sex.
But it is.
No, it's not.
What
no,
is it then?
It's companionship, intimacy. Yeah,
there we go.
Guys,
stuff, you know?
What you guys, I think what a lot of people tend to think is, Kuti, if you are in a relationship where you guys are very sexually intimate, you guys don't do anything else. You're going to jab, and then whew, sleep, and then, yeah, it's time for you to go home. But you'll find that what there are people who are just that attracted to each other. The first thing they do when they see each other is probably that. And then they sit down and, okay, so what's been happening at work with you?
Nah.
And then they actually talk.
I feel like
one was in 2018. Let me land. Yeah, I feel like one was in 2018. Sex on the first date. And it's very likely that those people go through a very long, pretentious period where people are not opening each up to each other. The real them,
hands
you
open,
know,
hands opening each other.
And because you know,
see what you did with
this. Most women are psychopaths. When they're dating you, they're psychopaths. They want to know what's on your phone. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know what you're searching. But you're not gonna find out until it's been like 6 months. But if you guys have sex on the first date, she's gonna be asking you that shit on the first week. Like, who you been talking to? Why you ain't here on time? And you quickly get that out of the way, and you start understanding that the mechanics of your relationship probably have that in them. They have the whole, you know what? This is a very protective person.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I feel like I just disagree.
You don't even have a point, because my point is good.
No, I'm thinking like, no, I do understand that sometimes in certain instances, being very open, like physically and whatever, it somehow takes away the pretentiousness of stuff.
When do you start farting when you're in the same space?
I will. Farting comes after 2 years.
Did you hear that? Skiru said farting comes after 2 years.
I don't know whatever relationship she's been in.
Bruh. No, you gotta let it rip on the first week.
Hey!
And then you see, I'm all about this openness stuff, because now she gotta know kuti chako chino nuwa sei.
What you need also? Who farted first? You on God? Who farted first? You on
God? I think it was me.
Wow!
Especially these days, nendoro ane flatulence kati o.
You used to be a slay king, actually. All right.
What, before I went bald? Huh? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. So what I'm trying to say is, I think that the only risk that is there is because a lot of dudes like just smashing anyway.
Exactly. So
it removes the chances of
actually having a relationship.
The opening up of it, the guy won't care anymore. Like you said, most of the people that we know, we have one night stand. So, okay, fine, you've dropped the pretentiousness, whatever. But did he even care to actually think about this girl? And like, most guys don't even care if the coochie is all that they wanted. So I feel like, yes, in as much as it makes sense, which is why people actually do have sex in marriage so that they can be open with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like it's used in the wrong way if the relationships are not going to stick for that long. And I'm not saying that people who have sexual relationships are all about the sexual thing anyway, but were they in the sexual relationship just because they had sex on the first night? I don't know. So I feel like...
Go on to the other side. Tamba River Bank, whatever you're drinking looks like gin, but I know you're not an alcohol drinker.
No, it's apple juice in apple. A glass that looks... It's apple juice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
One thing that we... That is also
it's
good...
It's not Scottish whiskey.
They wouldn't trust you with that. One thing that's also good to just note in general is Kuti... People don't forget. If I sleep with you on the first date, the most likely thing is the next time you say you're going to Unplugged and I can't go there because I'm in work or anything, I'm going to be a very insecure boyfriend, because now I don't know what you're going to be doing to everyone you meet on the first date.
That is true.
That is one of the reasons why sometimes these like people who then have sex on the first date their relationships fail, because one party is now very insecure about the other one. But security levels are in hand, and I'm not saying it will work out, but they will be willing to try it out. Because a guy is most likely to think, look, if I got her on the first day, who's to say yesterday she didn't meet someone else? I mean, yeah. It's a Saturday. Yesterday was a Friday. Thursday was ladies' night out. I don't know, man. I could be number three of this week.
You know, how many people are you going to trust with the fact that they aren't out in the streets if you have sex on the first date? I think because we're creatures of habits, right? Like, you know.
Sure.
So you think then the person will have a habit of...
Let's just say you go out on a date, right?
Yeah.
And then you sleep with this guy on the first date, and he tells you, "I usually don't do this." Would you believe him?
No.
Would you believe a girl says, like, "I usually don't do this"?
Tony, I know Shandy.
What type of Tony is there? What type of tone is there? There's no tone.
I usually don't do this on the first day, but you're special.
do you know what I think? I think when people have sex on the first date, the guy is most likely the one who wants a relationship after.
No.
And
nah.
Let me explain to you why.
No.
And go.
Yo, Onega.
I don't think so, but go.
Yo, Onega. You see this really nice girl. You know, I usually don't do this, but there's something about you. Every nigga trying to be a hero, bro.
No, but I feel like if the guy really wanted a relationship, then sex on the first day is not on his mind.
No. That logic does not make sense.
Come on.
No, you know what? There is no logical way things are done. You can't say... It's like saying if you want to date someone, you won't fart in front of them on the first day.
No, I feel like if you really want... do you even know that you want to be in a relationship with a girl once you've met her, like on that very day?
Do you know what?
I do. Not a girl. With a girl.
What's that animation?
I feel so sorry for you.
Hotel Transylvania.
Like, it's like, yo.
I see your desire to have a boyfriend.
Yeah. I've given up, guys. It's okay.
I'm a boyfriend. My boyfriend are overrated, guys.
Guys, wait. Just on that. Excuse me?
Girls just want boyfriends to get mad at.
Listen. Tell me about it.
I am not here. Okay?
I'm joking.
For anything that has been said here, no, I am not. Excuse me. I don't know.
Ask you to Zaram. What were you saying, Oni?
I'm saying, do you know when I know that boyfriends are not overrated? You know, back in the day when you used to go on the Twitter timeline?
Yes.
And the chick would be posting, I said, yes, look at me, a whole wife. I'm someone's son's wife. They used to celebrate being a wife.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's so bad. Girls are celebrating being girlfriends. Like a whole me. I'm not a girlfriend.
Look at me. Mama, I made it. I don't even know if he's going to buy me flowers, but...
One thing I know is that girls are out here stunting, but it's tough in these streets. There's more single girls than girls in relationships. And girls want to be in relationships. That is what I know.
And do you know what's even worse?
Tiripa demand.
I'm
off the market, though, but... Ways are in demand. That's one thing I know.
Onega. And you know what's even worse?
What's worse?
Even the ladies who are working good jobs
do not have anyone.
A lot of ladies with good jobs are very single. I know that because there's a time when I did like a social experiment and I went on Tinder. It was just a social experiment. I just wanted to see like what type of people are there and, you know, talk to them, make friends.
I don't believe this, but anyway.
And
you're focusing on their careers instead of men.
And then you'll find like, you know what, I think I only ever met one of the people that I met on Tinder. And the day that we met, the whole conversation we had the whole time was actually about work. I was so interested in the work and how it can benefit me and capital probably. But Like, but that's it. I've bumped into intellectual property lawyers on there. I've bumped into people who work for NGOs, biochemists, like people working actual jobs on Tinder. There was the one time I spoke to like, you know, when you match and then you can message. And then I'm like, yo. And then the person comes like, yo, at like 2 a.m. I was up working.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yo, what you doing up? About, just got in from the club. I was like, unmatch.
Why?
Yo, bruh, it's a Tuesday.
So?
And you're out of the club on a Tuesday. We're so judgmental,
bruh. Yeah, exactly. Because exactly. There's an
In our personal, teacher, because which at one muka kuma tenga, which at otanga message of food. You know, people need to interact with people who understand that there are times of the day when you are busy.
But you know, just
for me, there are weeks in the year when I'm busy.
Going back to the original question, Sakatatis, girls, people, I was going
to say, look at you taking it to girls.
Jabbing on the first night will not, I don't think it will. I actually don't think it will. I think on the real relief, we're going to take a very patriarchal stance on this. Mm. Guys sometimes are unattracted to coochie that was easily gotten. And sometimes getting it in the night seems easy. I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's another stance that guys take.
Problem is, guys, we always think that we got it.
What if she wanted to give it to you?
Sometimes you're the catch. She got it. Like, I know if anyone had a one-night stand with me, she'd have got me.
It's not you.
It's not me. It's her.
But either way, the perception it's about the perception.
Yeah,
it's about the perception. So because if I am perceiving that I'm the one who was pacing and I got it easy, whether it's I wanted the relationship or her wanted the relationship, I am perceiving that I'm the one who chased for it. So therefore, if it is me who wants the relationship, if I perceive and I feel like I got it easy, I'm gonna chase after it. If that is the way I think. And if she wants a relationship and I still feel like that, I'm going to be like, I want that.
Yeah, I understand you.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying that's another typically regular stuff that I see a lot of guys get like, I met this other chick, bruh. Smashed on the first night. Bruh. It's one of those, you know. It's if we're going to keep it a buck, that's how guys talk.
And another thing is when you do, there'll be enough discouragement from your friends not to.
Yeah,
and because this is a very formative stage in terms of whatever perception you have of that person, outside influence will affect you very much. You know, she could be a very nice girl who just fell for your charms, and you know,
who got you?
You know,
who chased you and got you?
Like, you know, because some guys are kind of a kitchen by Guinea. You know, Skittles looking surprised. There's niggas who look at girls and be like,
How are we doing for time? I don't want to go
1 hour 13.
Oh, we gotta stop now.
Alright, but you know, while we're still on it, or maybe me closing this on my side, there's no formula. There's no formula to what will keep you in a relationship. You'll be the girl who didn't give it up. Like, you know, we can't say this hasn't happened. We know cases where this has happened, guys. Where you are in a relationship with a person, you don't give it up for a year or two. Mm. But the year he gets it, he disappears the day after.
I know.
There has to be a very good mix. Because as guys, we want to chase. But sometimes guys, if they chase too long, they start chasing just to recoup their investment.
Girls are actually being businesses.
This is horrible.
No.
Serious. There's a time when a guy starts chasing just because, you know what? I can't jump too much and I can't leave before I get it.
See, it unfortunately commodifies girls to just be objects of our own sexual pleasure, which is, I think, is.
But everyone is a commodity.
No, for you, it's better.
Nah, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. I would say that in as much as Archie is right that you can chase for a year and then after a year he dips, I will look at patterns. So what does the pattern say? Does the pattern often say that a first night will lead into a relationship or a third night doesn't lead into a relationship? So in as much as it depends, I think a pattern often comes up with the first night doesn't lead into a relationship. So just going on patterns alone, right, I would say that it is not advisable for you to sleep with a person on the first night or at all. I'm saying
the nigga just made this scientific.
Yeah, no. No. So yeah.
But give it up at some point. I would not at all, guys.
I don't know. If you see someone rambling you just because you're not giving it up, then
that is at the No. There are a lot of cases, especially when it comes to virgin girls. Look at the world right now, our communities. You'll find most of the I know we like to judge my M1.
Mm-hmm.
She's a single mother of one. But I bet you more than 30% of those were actually virgins. But then after that, I feel like I won't put you in this bracket on air because you're a very nice guy. But most of the guys who I know of are not too cautious of virginity per marriage are douchebags. They're the worst type of husbands when it comes to marriage. Like ndovanovanonyatso commodify vakadzi. It's those guys yokuti anotoda kuti toita nhumbu kana ku honeymoon. Panotopera honeymoon auchatoende kubasa because wane nhumbu and then you never have to go to work again. Like those things which I think are decisions that people make in relationships, like, okay, so we're going to have kids and now you're going to go back to work. But most of the guys, like patterns, again, we're going to use your words. When it comes to patterns, the guys are not cautious of virginity kunyanya per marriage. Those are the ones who are super patriarchal. And like, look, if you are into that stuff, you know, if you want to be a kept woman who gets everything and doesn't have any right to say shit or none, and look for anyone who's trying to get a virgin. And I own
I think like is I would know. I don't know. I'm not looking for a virgin or anything. I don't think I've ever maybe.
Hey, we need to have this on record.
No, I was just saying, like,
you know what? We can pull out a couple of episodes where you back didn't say then. That.
No,
yeah.
No. What I'm trying to say is this: that no. There is a. It's another long story, but I feel like there's a whole
new world.
I think it's conflating issues to say that any person who holds virginity at a pedestal is naturally going to be patriarchal.
I said patterns. I didn't say any person. I said patterns.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll talk about this in another
podcast. Yeah, we'll talk about this.
But So I think you've heard my last word on it. I don't know, Skittles, what do you think? And my last word on it is be careful. Don't just do it. Yeah.
Be careful. That's you.
Yeah, don't sleep on the first
I
night.
Actually don't ever comment on this one. Guys, I cannot even score dates. What the hell is wrong with you?
Slide die, man. Slide die.
Too many single loogies in these streets. Yeah. Like,
she is Skittles. Maybe we need to spell out the Skittles.
I think until the end of the year, we should make sure that Skittles gets us off.
Wow, guys, no! No, too much pressure.
You don't.
Too much pressure.
Okay. Pressure.
Okay. I think. I was about it.
To what?
So where can people find you? And I realize I'm not the boss.
No, right, you can do that. Today is your day. Nah, it's okay.
Okay. So
and when I don't answer with Edinburgh.
You can actually find me here. No postal code.
Dima postal code, baba. Mr. Jera kumisa ma 00 pa ma phone pa internet pa no postal code.
Kana 263. It's not even postal code.
When I feel extra, do it's a 263 neka 4 Harare.
Oh my gosh, you're so trash.
Hey. Horrible.
All right. Okay, you can find me on Onai Online on all social media platforms that have written apps. So that's Instagram and Twitter. And then Onai Shonyo on Facebook. Then Onai Shonyo on LinkedIn. Because, you know, we gotta, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
You'll see my other side.
Hey, you know, neurons stepped into Edinburgh.
Hey, you know. And so, people who have been hitting me up in the DMs about applying to share everything and whatnot, please don't stop. Some of you guys hit me up first. You have not hit me up again. So what's the progress? If you need any help.
Shamar, vunzano ako my emails ako Shamar.
No, if you hit me up in the DMs, then we'll get into the emails properly. Mm.
Yeah, and you ngu ekutanga kwa advertiser shivening ya kwenye toro adzi wanoto wakati si.
I'm a shivening ambassador. Anyway, yeah.
Archie Moyo on all social media platforms. Some have a run before the Moyo.
Don't be afraid of the run.
Yes, forever. It is I.
Yeah.
One has a picture of a baby. That is me at one. It's not my son.
One day we'll go back to talk about some of the email addresses Archie once owned when you were back in high school. Guys.
You know, I think I'll just get this out of the way right now because I'm trying to have this in another podcast. So when I was 14, I had an email address that was loverboy@classicmail.co.zw.
It was spelled L-U-V-A.
No. Stop misspelling my. It was L-U-V-A-B-O-double-Y. In those days, I used to write love songs all the time and thought I was a lover boy.
Actually, it was so trash. How you would trash?
Nigga, that's how you became a fan. Get out of here.
I'm actually crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Lover boy.
Nah, lover boy. Right. But no, lover boy.
I will so use this one day. Remember, you have a nickname, Yogandi, but that one.
That's it, all about
now. Can we please?
All right. If you ever come into my DMs with a lover boy, I'm coming onto the podcast.
Okay, Skittles.
She's Skittles on Twitter. That's it.
Shout out to Official Mabena as well for the big shout out.
Official Mabena. I am already an other guy on the podcast. 909 and the other guys. And then when you decide to shout out people on Twitter, you say the 09 online squad. And then in brackets, Miri and Skittles.
See, I have friends.
Squad. Anyway, this Jojo, it's okay. You can also visit my blog at blandersandbrilliance.wordpress.com because I still haven't paid for my .com.
Exactly. I was about to rat you out. Anyway.
All right, guys. Me and Simanye. All right, guys.
Okay, bye.
Where am I going, actually?
I don't know. Yeah. You.
We're also surprised.
Like, you just said bye because you wanted to go. Anyway. We are out. Gatipet, the podcast.
Okay, so guys, wait. Don't forget to subscribe to the 99 Other Guys podcast on Apple Podcast or whatever you listen on. I feel like I just copied one of the podcasts I listen to, but please do subscribe. Give us feedback. We love to hear it.
And this has been 99 and the Other Guys on figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes.
Yeah, which is an hour. Yeah. Because people talk a lot.
Yeah. It's because it's adulting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now.
Capital 263.